Drought conditions from abnormal to extreme continue to persist in California and the Southeast. The northeastern U.S. is also in a drought, the worst in more than a decade. Groundwater reserves are depleted in wells across the region. Farmers are trucking in water for their livestock. Homeowners have been forced to dig new wells, and towns are trying to find ways to conserve this now limited resource. Julia Botero, with Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio, reports from upstate New York.
This year's dry summer first put a dent in the hay crop. Then it made cornfields turn from lush green to golden brown. Now, after 6 months of little rain, wells around the region are drying up. An old-fashioned drill rig pounds into granite bedrock outside a home in the town of Canton in northern New York. Richard Collins says his rig is drilling about a foot and a half an hour, searching for water. He says it'll likely have to drill down at least 140 feet before he finds it. Collins' well drilling business is a one-man operation, and he says he's been really busy.
This year, I can't drill fast enough. I'm turning work away. I mean, there's so much of it out there.
Collins was asked by Roger Bailey to drill this well outside his home when the water in his old well ran low.
Well, I saw what my wife Bobby had to do to carry water that we could drink, or we're going out to take showers in other people's houses. We're not living life the same way.
60 miles southwest, the New York village Copenhagen, population 800, is living off water from just one well. The other two dried up weeks ago. Village Mayor Scott Alexander says water in the well was trucked in from two nearby towns. And for now, the village is holding its own.
As long as everybody does their part to continue to conserve as much as possible, we will be okay.
Conservation measures, like canceling the town's annual turkey dinner for the first time in 75 years, and making other changes in how things are done. At Copenhagen Central School, Superintendent Scott Connell leads me into the school's cafeteria. It's pizza day.
So yeah, it looks like this is the end of middle school lunch.
Students are seated together at round tables eating their slices off paper plates. In the food line, students choose between paper bowls filled with corn, carrots, and peas.
So if you can look in the garbage can, most of that normally would be going through the dishwasher, but now it's going in the garbage can because it's paper.
Connell says the school is throwing out extra bags of garbage, but that's not a big concern right now.
We're saving close to 1,000 gallons a day by doing what we're doing, so there's not a lot more we can do. I mean, we have to flush toilets. We have to allow kids to wash their hands.
According to national drought numbers, northern and western New York has gotten around 11 inches of rain since March. That's little enough for the U.S. Department of Agriculture to list a third of the 62 counties in the state as disaster areas. That means farmers there can get federal aid. But some agriculture leaders in the northern part of the state say a few farms in the area are worse off and they need more. At Lucky Seven Livestock Farm in Rodman, Steve Winkler shows me a 300-gallon jug on the bed of a pickup truck. He's been filling this up from his neighbor's well two, sometimes three times a day for his hundreds of pigs.
I mean, I'm living and breathing this stress every day, and I know there's guys worse shape than I am, hauling bigger than me, hauling more water.
Some farms have drilled new wells on their land. Others are dealing with much lower yield of corn than last year. Winkler has hired a contractor to search for more surface water on his land.
I hope it doesn't go into January, February when we have, some days minus 5 and a 40-mile-an-hour wind. That valve's going to freeze, and then we got to heat it. So it'll magnify the stress level here.
More rain is in the forecast for the region as the weather cools. Still, it's going to require a lot of rain to fill up the region's wells again. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Botero.